Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
The 2025 playoffs got off to an exciting start last weekend, and now the top seeds in each region get set to join the party this week in the regional quarterfinals. For the first time in the history of the Ohio High School Athletic Association football playoffs, the top four seeds in each region earned a bye in the first round, and now they will host last week's winners in round number two. We welcome you to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. Thanks for being with us. Over the next 30 minutes, we will set the scene across the state of Ohio for this week's second-round playoff games. In this week's show, we'll hear from OHSAA Executive Director Doug Ute and get his thoughts on the new format of the football playoffs and look ahead to the state championships coming up in Canton. But first, let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And when we come back, we'll get right into our conversation with Doug Ute. This is the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
The 2025 Ohio high school football season has already been a great one, and the OHSAA invites you to see how it all ends at the state championships inside Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Canton to be a part of the pinnacle of the high school football season and walk among the immortals inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets. Make it a weekend to remember with the OHSAA state championships and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Marty Bannister. As we discussed last week, the 2025 playoffs marked the first time that the top seeds in each region had a bye. After having a chance to rest last week, we'll see if those top seeds can grab the momentum they had during the regular season. We talked about that and more earlier this week when we caught up with OHSAA Executive Director Doug Ute.
It's time for high school football playoffs in the state of Ohio, and it's an exciting time of year all across the state with teams competing for a state championship. And Doug, it's always good to see you, because when I get a chance to talk to you this time of year, that means it's time for high school football playoffs. I know you can't wait.
Oh, can't. You know, so we've completed golf and tennis already, had the state championships for that, and have a big week with cross country and volleyball, soccer, and field hockey. I don't want to leave anybody out of that, but we still have some to go. But this first week of playoffs are always exciting times for our member schools and our communities.
You said communities, and that's a key word, I think, in this right now, because schools get a chance to host games right now that in past years under the different format would not have had the chance. They get a host, and boy, they're excited about that. I know it's a big night.
They are. They are. And so many fields now, you know, have got the turf fields as the playoffs go on and that. And so Field conditions don't seem to play that big of a deal what they used to play that way. But there is excitement not only at the school but in the communities when you're hosting that Friday night. There's a smell in the air, so to speak, that way. And so exciting times.
From 16 to 12, and there's been a lot of discussion about that. I'm sure you've heard a lot from coaches, fans, from all kinds of different entities in talking about that. But when you looked at that, Doug, and the move was made, I think overall it's a positive move, but you want more student athletes to have a chance to play in games. They don't get to do that, but still, I think it's still overall positive move. Yeah, it's been received warmly, too.
I think it is, and that's why we did it. You know, I'm not a proponent of it, I've said that from day one with this, because I'm looking now at some teams that are 5-5, some teams in that 13-16, Marty, that have the same records that teams 10, 11, and 12 do in there, and football's one that the only sport that we have that not everybody gets in, but I think the games will be a little bit more competitive from that standpoint, and we'll evaluate that and see how it goes.
What was the reaction from the coaches when you talked to them about the change in the format?
Right. The Coaches Association didn't present that. It was a group outside of the Coaches Association, but they did do a survey, and the majority of coaches felt like they'd want to go to 12. And so that's one reason we stepped back into that. But we're always saying we're going to continue to evaluate.
And that's the other thing about this first round bye. That's something for teams to get adjusted to now. The top four in each region, get a bye. And that's an adjustment this year, isn't it?
It is an adjustment. And I brought up to them when we had some conversation that if you look at what happened in NCAA last year, none of those teams would they let that old train get going at Ohio State and couldn't stop it. And so with that bye week, it's different for high school teams, and so we'll see how that goes, and it'll be interesting to get the feedback of the teams that had a bye.
Now, Doug, there's a situation that popped up within the last couple of weeks regarding the Ironton High School football program, and I know it's a tough decision for all involved in that. From a logistical standpoint, though, with them being removed from the postseason, what goes into that in replacing them and getting teams to move into the postseason?
Well, first of all, when we see that somebody's in that position that we're going to remove, and thank goodness it doesn't happen often. But if we're going to remove somebody, we're going to look at a situation. What least impacts the majority of the schools that were doing things the right way? And, obviously with this, a strange thing happened. They played week 10 and so we were just going to bump 13 to 12 and that's what we did and so on down through there. But Marty and my friend, they played an illegal player. And so that counted as a forfeit, which gave the 13 seed Portsmouth a win with all those points and bumped them to a 5. And then that ultimately meant that somebody was going to host that's not going to host now. And so we're not too thrilled about that. But that's a whole separate issue with that. But so, I just always say that we never want to remove anybody from a tournament but we want to make sure that our schools follow what our membership has voted in. And if there's evidence that they don't follow that, then we're certainly going to take action because, of the 350,000 kids that are in a situation that don't violate our rules. And we say that each spring, every member school passes a board resolution to become a member the next year. And that board resolution states in there that they will follow our bylaws. And so that's the hard part of that. But when we see that, let's see how we do this at least impacts the kids who are doing it right.
And I know that pains you because, as we talked about with the reduction from 16 to 12, that eliminates opportunities for student athletes to play a postseason game.
It does. It does. And with football, you start in that week 8, coaches start thinking, well, okay, it's high probability we're probably going to play these guys. And so when you're in a region that just gets that thrown on you at the last moment, all of our schools who thought, well, we're probably going to play, we're probably going to be a 5 and we're going to play a 12 round one. And this team's probably going to be that 12. And so they start making plans that way and get up Saturday morning and find out, no, that's not where it is. So difficult times, difficult decision. but one we're prepared to do for our membership.
And from a hosting standpoint, we talked about the excitement level that comes with that, and that's one of the big changes of this now. The higher seed hosts, as long as they stay alive in the postseason, and that's when you talk about things to play for during a regular season. Yeah. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Well, we stretched out the hosting on the third week this year, not because we can't find the fields, because they're all over. People want to host our events. But we also know the economic impact for schools, our membership that hosts. And so if you take a bye, we wanted you to have that opportunity to still host too. Because, you know, depending on the size of the school, it's thousands of dollars that you bring in from the boosters, from parking, those kind of things. And then, you know, likely chance that somebody's going to stop at the local restaurant and eat, get some gas. You know, the economic impact to bring people into your community is high too.
All right, Doug, as we wrap it up, right behind us is Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, and that's where everybody wants to be in that first weekend of December. I know you're so happy with the relationship with Stark County, and the OHSA loves being at Tom Benson Stadium.
Absolutely. It's the number one field in the country for high school.
Yeah, that's right.
We just talked about that a little bit ago, we're so thankful with our relationship with the Hall of Fame and the folks in Canton, because we say this all the time. I want a wow factor when kids step off a bus on where they're at. And right behind us here, wherever the interstate is, I think on that side, kids are driving up to the thing. They're not even off the bus, and they're seeing that awesome place. And Jim Porter, director of the Hall of Fame, we have a great relationship with Jim and his staff there that make it possible for us to be there. And they want us there. And that's another thing we want. We want to be somewhere where somebody wants us. And not just the Hall of Fame folks, but the city of Canton and Stark County do a lot of things for that weekend there. And they're so used to that kind of stuff with throwing that big party they do in August and stuff. And so we're fortunate that our kids can play there and we get good reviews there. I mean, they get a chance.
Absolutely.
There's a couple of things that are neat about that off the field. They get a chance to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame, which is a state-of-the-art place, number one. And they see that history of football. And then Jim and his staff bring a Hall of Famer in every year that will come to your hotel and go to a meeting room with your kids and talk to them. And, you know, when you get Anthony Munoz or somebody like that coming and talking to your team, that's special.
It is.
And so we appreciate our relationship there and all they do.
He's the executive director of the OHSA, Doug Ute. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks.
Thank you, Mario. Appreciate all you do for high school sports.
Thank you. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. And when we return, we'll hear from broadcasters around Ohio. This is the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Health Action Council is a member-driven, not-for-profit organization that provides employers with best practices for a healthy workforce through leadership, innovative services, and collaboration. Health Action Council works with employers to improve the quality, cost, and value of healthcare. The Ohio High School Athletic Association and Health Action Council invite all Ohio schools to join us for the Healthy Kids Step It Up Challenge. Find out details at healthykidsgo.org. Ohio Health Sports Medicine is proud to keep student athletes healthy and in the game, and is the official sports medicine partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Serving Ohio since 1891, Ohio Health medical experts are now available in 47 counties and help keep athletes ready to compete and active adults on the road to healthy living. Log on to ohiohealth.com or call 614-566-GAME anytime. Ohio Health, elite care for every athlete.
For the players on the court, cheerleaders on the sideline, and fans in the stands, Varsity Brands is a national leader in team athletic gear, school spirit, and championship memorabilia. Recognized and endorsed by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Varsity Brands partners with schools, coaches, and students to build school pride and student engagement. Visit varsitybrands.com for more information. Varsity Brands, elevating student experiences.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now it's time to break down the second round of the regional playoffs with reports from broadcasters around the state of Ohio. We'll start in the upper northwest portion of the state, in the Toledo area. From BCSN, here's Mark Coons.
For the second time in 3 weeks, Perrysburg and Whipper square off on the gridiron. Hello, I'm Mark Coons with BCSN. That rematch topping the list of games in northwest Ohio this weekend. Panthers a 35-3 win at home over Perrysburg in the regular season finale, giving them the first-round bye in Region 1, as well as a share of the Buckeye Division title. And now, after the Yellow Jackets beat St. Ignatius in overtime, defense forcing three key turnovers, they meet again in the regional quarterfinals, adding another chapter to the growing rivalry of these two NLL teams. In Region 2, Findlay begins their postseason at home against Huber Heights Wayne. Division 2 Northwest Ohio teams hitting the road this weekend. Anthony Wayne is at North Ridgeville. Second time in 4 years they've met in the postseason. Generals winning in 22. St. Francis, fresh off their win over Valley Forge, gets undefeated Wadsworth. Knights using a pair of pick sixes in the victory in round one. Despite a stumble out of the gates, losing their first three games, Central Catholic has rounded back into form. Fighting Irish shutting out Ontario last week. Tonight they head to Lexington to face a 9-1 Minutemen team. Second year in a row they've met in the postseason. The two with one common opponent this season, Ontario. Central, that 35-0 win in round one, while Lexington opened the season by beating the Warriors by 20. NLL Cardinal Division champions Napoleon kicking off their playoff run at home, playing a Sandusky Perkins team that put up 51 in their win over Clearview last week. Division 5, undefeated Liberty Center. Their star offensive lineman, Kellen Weimer, verbally committing to Ohio State earlier this week, opens their postseason against Oak Harbor. Last year, Tigers edging the Rockets by 3 in the regional semifinal. And, of course, we'll have plenty of highlights and reaction from all of those games and more Friday night. All starts at 6:30 with Game Day Tailgate, followed by Game Day Nation from 7 to 10:30, and then Game Day Overtime at 10:30 exclusively on BCSN and the BCSN Plus app.
Now we swing over to the eastern part of the state, checking in from Marietta's WMOA. It's Aaron Cassidy.
Thanks, Marty. We'll start in Division 3, Region 11. Two teams here, Tri-Valley along with Steubenville. We'll start with Steubenville. They're the number 3 seed in this region. They've been in the regional final the last 3 years. Their quest for that again starts on Friday night as they play 6-seeded Buckeye Valley. Tri-Valley, they will play host to Hamilton Township, who's the number 5 seed. In Division 5, Region 19, two teams here, Nelsonville York, perfect 10-0 record, will play upset-minded Union Local, who had a big victory on Friday night as the number 11 seed. And then also in this region, it'll be Barnesville playing host to Portsmouth in a 4-5 matchup. In Division 6, Region 23, two teams that know each other very well, goes back to the regular season in Week 5, where Fort Fry beat Caldwell 31-7. Caldwell, the number 10 seed, goes on the road Friday night, though. They beat Grove City Christian 42-7. That sets up a matchup, a 10-2 matchup at Fort Fry High School on Friday night. Finally, in Division 7, Region 27, the Waterford Wildcats, after their week off, will play host to 7-seeded Strasburg Franklin. And finally, the Trimble Tomcats in this region, number 12 seed. They had a big upset victory on Friday night against South Gallia, 28-22. They will now go on the road to play Sims Valley. Reporting for the southeast part of the state from WMOA in Marietta for the OHSAA Radio Network, I'm Aaron Cassidy.
Let's move up to the Youngstown area now. And from Western Reserve Radio, let's get an update from Jim Craven.
Playoff excitement is in the air, and the Mahoning Valley is well represented as we start in Division 2. The Green Bulldogs at 6-5 will head to Austintown to take on the Fitch Falcons, who earned a bye in Week 1. After a Week 1 loss in the regular season, the Falcons reeled off 8 wins in a row. Bourbon Spartans defeated Riverside 38-28, which now sets up a date with the Akron Archbishop Hoban Knights. In Division 3, the Kenston Bombers earned a trip to Canfield to take on the Cardinals after a 34-8 win over Madison. Canfield, 9-1, was idle last week after earning the number 1 spot in Region 9. Norton will head to Beloit to take on the West Branch Warriors. Norton advanced after a win over Edgewood. West Branch earned last week off after finishing 4th in Division 4, Region 13, with a 9-1 regular season record. Glenville, 7-3, will host the Salem Quakers at 7-4, who defeated Canal Fulton Northwest by a score of 21-15 last Friday. Two local battles will highlight Friday night in Division 5, Region 17. The South Range Raiders, 7-4, will see a rematch with the region's number 1 seed, the Mooney Cardinals. These two teams met in Week 9 with Mooney getting the 38-30 victory. South Range earned this rematch with a 46-7 win over Berkshire. The number 6 Liberty Leopards secured a Week 2 playoff appearance as they bested Claymont 25-7. They will take on the 8-2 Poland Seminary Bulldogs. Poland will make their 23rd appearance in the state playoffs. Acker Manchester has a date with the 10-0 Girard Indians. Number 7 Manchester gets the win over Edison 45-14 last Friday, while number 2 Girard had the night off. Undefeated Crestview in Columbiana County will host Garaway in a 2-7 matchup in Division 6, Region 21. Garaway dismissed the Mineral Ridge Rams from the playoffs in Round 1, 49-7. Also in Columbiana County, Division 6, Region 21, number 4 seed United will welcome Smithville. Smithville got to Week 2 with a 28-24 win over Cuyahoga Heights. Number 6, East Palestine Bulldogs held on for an exciting 36-35 win over Berlin Western Reserve. The Bulldogs enter Round 2 with a 6-5 record and will take on the Mogador Wildcats. One more local matchup in Division 7, this time in Trumbull County, as the Warren JFK Eagles, after a 42-27 win over Norwalk St. Paul, will meet up with the neighboring 10-0 McDonald Blue Devils. The Blue Devils are the number 1 seed. For the OHSAA Radio Network, Sports Radio 1240, WBBW, WRQX AM 600, and Western Reserve Radio, a member of the iMedia One Network, in Youngstown, I'm Jim Craven.
Over to the Dayton area now. From the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Chris Solwecki.
This week around Dayton, we begin with number 8 seeded Lebanon, who sneaked past Fairmont 22-21. Down 7 with 36 seconds to play, Luke Fahler, the quarterback, throws an 8-yard touchdown pass, and then the Warriors, still down 1, go for 2! And Fahler connected with Cooper Scott in the corner of the end zone for the 2-point conversion. Lebanon will now play the number 1 seed in Division 1, Region 2, the Middletown Middies, who come off a bye with a record of 8-2. Elsewhere in Division 1, Springboro, fresh off a bye, hosts Springfield in a 4-5 matchup. Number 2 Troy hosts Hilliard-Bradley, and number 6 Huber Heights-Wayne travels to Findlay. In Division 2, Region 8, Xenia will host Cincinnati LaSalle, who advanced with a 1-point win over Turpin. Trotwood Madison will host Lima Senior, who obliterated Cincinnati Aiken 62-20. In Division 3, Region 12, number 2 Tip City Tippecanoe will host Oxford Talawanda, the number 7 seed, while number 3 Hamilton Baden gets set to host Kettering Archbishop Alter. RIP Nick Mangold, thanks for the memories. In Division 4, Region 16, Brookville Blue Devils survived and advanced as the number 7 seed. Now they travel to Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy in a 6-3 matchup. In Division 5, Region 20, the Carlisle Indians shut out West Liberty Salem 35-0. That sets up a date with number 4 seed St. Paris Graham Local. In Division 6, Region 24, Springfield Northeastern secured the number 2 seed, which means they didn't play last Friday night. Their opponent this Friday night is Ironton Rock Hill, the number 7 seed in Region 24. And in Division 7, Region 28, Cedarville, the number 11 seed, upset Portsmouth Notre Dame 41-37, and now they travel to number 3, Cincinnati Country Day. Get out and enjoy a game this weekend. For the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show, I'm Chris Solwecki.
And rounding out things in Central Ohio from Columbus's 97.1 The Fan, here's Ryan Baker.
Thank you very much, Marty. 34 teams from the Central Ohio Columbus area remain for Week 2 of the postseason. 14 of those teams will be making their playoff debuts after Week 1 byes. 3 double-digit seeds advanced last week into Round 2. In Division 1, Region 3, the 10th-seeded Groveport Cruisers upset Gahanna 20-13. Up next for them, the number 3-seed Pickerington Central Tigers this Friday. In Division 4, Region 15, 11th-seeded Johnstown knocked off Indian Creek 51-37. The Johnnies head to Jonathan Alder for Round 2. And in Division 7, Region 27, the 11th seed is Danville. They shut out Steubenville Central Catholic 54-0 last week. Next up for the Blue Devils, a trip to the number 2 seed, Fisher Catholic. Another notable win in Week 1 was in Division 3, Region 11. Buckeye Valley beat Athens 42-13. It was the first playoff victory in school history for the Barons. We've got some big games on tap for Week 2. In Division 1, Region 3, the 2-seed Pickerington North hosting Upper Arlington. And all 4 Olentangy School District schools will be playing each other this week. Number 1-seed Orange battles Berlin. They've won 6 straight after losing their first 5. And Olentangy is the 4-seed. They host 5th-seeded Liberty. In Division 2, Region 7, the top seed is Big Walnut. They host the 8-seed Walnut Ridge. And the 4-5 matchup should be fun in this region as Canal Winchester hosts Westerville South. In Division 3, Region 11, Bishop Watterson kicks off their title defense, hosting Kyle Kirby in Granville. And we talked about that Division 7, Region 27 matchup between Fisher Catholic and Danville. The Fighting Irish looking for their first postseason win since beating Newark Catholic back in 2006. For High School Football Overtime on 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, I'm Ryan Baker.
That'll do it for a look at this week's second-round playoff games. Let's step aside for these messages from the OHSAA, and when we return, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
The 2025 Ohio high school football season has already been a great one, and the OHSAA invites you to see how it all ends at the state championships inside Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Canton to be a part of the pinnacle of the high school football season and walk among the immortals inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets. Make it a weekend to remember with the OHSAA state championships and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Before we wrap up this week's show, a reminder that statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSAA website at OHSAA.org, along with the football playoff histories of every school in Ohio. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. That includes a special ticket package with indoor access in the stadium club and a youth football team ticket package. On Friday night, a total of 52 games will be covered live by the OHSAA's broadcast partners, Spectrum and the NFHS Network. Spectrum News One is the official television partner of the OHSAA and will televise four first-round games. In Northeast Ohio, Spectrum will bring you coverage of Berea Mid-Park taking on Lakewood St. Edward. In Central Ohio, you'll see Olentangy and Olentangy Liberty. In the Dayton area and in Northwest Ohio, it's Lima Senior traveling to Trotwood Madison. And in Cincinnati, Winton Woods visits Cincinnati Princeton. All games on Spectrum News 1. In addition to those four TV games, Spectrum will have 21 more games streamed online at OHSAA.tv. And the NFHS Network will have 27 games. Check OHSAA.org for details. In our next playoff preview show, we will go inside the regional semifinal pairings and go on the road to visit a neutral playoff site and find out what goes into hosting an OHSAA football playoff game. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. This week's show has been produced by Tim Streed and Adam Dell. Thanks for being with us on this week's edition of the OHSAA football playoff preview show.